Welcome back to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast. Before we hop into today's content, I wanted to give you guys an update because two things. One, we are finally going back to Florida after our extended, very unexpected stay in New Orleans for more than 2 months. We have finally made the decision to go back to actually a different city than where we were living before. Long story, we are making lemonade out of lemons. So we're going to go surf our butts off for the next month, at least, until we can find a more permanent home. But for now, I just wanted to update you guys on this because it means something very important for you, whether or not you really care about where I live or not. The important thing for you is that our beta program, Sex, Money, Honey, was closing for enrollment on April 11th, but because we are taking 3 days off to make the trek back down to Florida, we're extending the deadline through April 16th. So you have until April 16th to get on the beta round of Sex, Money, Honey. This is our brand new program that we're testing out. So it is going to be a lot less money than it will be the next time it officially runs. And this program is a combination of my partner Chris and I putting our best work out there. So he's going to be working with those of you who are already making decent money, but you don't know what the heck to do with it. He's going to help you with your investments, determine what is your magic number that you need in order to not have to work anymore. If you want to, yes, obviously you can, but if you don't, then you would have that option. How much do you actually need to be able to do that? He's going to be working with you around money, limiting money beliefs, all of the unconscious stuff. The same thing that I do with people around sexuality and relationship, he's going to be doing with you around money. So I'm so excited to combine forces and really help you guys to learn how to use your sexual energy to come into alignment with your most abundant self. And a little update on my own journey. This whole eclipse season, I got so sick of hearing about it. Everyone hyped it up. I don't know. Jesus was coming back. Who knows what? Like, it was crazy. But it was interesting because I'm tracking my own internal changes as I'm moving into my own millionaire identity, my Millie-Tilly identity. And I'm tracking these changes and I'm noticing that the 3 days leading up to the total solar eclipse Monday was very magical and transformative for me personally, because I was tuned in and tapped in and able to step into that identity that it felt like nothing was missing. It felt like I already was what I wanted to be. And I'm not sure what made it easy to tap into that, but I was exploring different shadow aspects, different parts of myself that might not be in alignment with that. And a couple of things came up. So I had an inner pleasure capacity police, which was very interesting to see this piece come up, because this is what I work with around my women when I bring them into sexuality and they're struggling with pleasure, is we're working around your capacity to receive more. And it is the exact same thing when it comes to money. So I noticed that part and I had to give it a new job. I gave it a new job to be the pleasure accelerator police instead of the capacity police. So it's now going to help me accelerate my pleasure, because I came into that cap. I think we could all relate to this, where at some point we find ourselves not able to take any more goodness. Like, it almost feels like too good to be true. We're waiting for the other shoe to drop. For me, it feels like I'm going to spontaneously combust if I feel any better than I do right now. And that is what I was coming against those 3 days leading up to the eclipse. And it was very interesting because, oh, okay, can I increase my capacity to receive and hold more and to experience more pleasure and abundance in my life? So that's what I was really working with, my nervous system, to be able to hold that capacity. So it was super magical. All right, love. So I'm going to end this so we can get into the topic for today, which I'm very excited to share with you. All right, I hope you enjoy the episode. Bye.
Welcome to the Multi-Orgasmic Millionaire Podcast, where sexual liberation meets financial empowerment. Join me, Tilly Storm, top 20 sex coach worldwide, on my own journey to becoming a multi-orgasmic millionaire through the mystical art of sex magic, financial savvy, and guidance from my very own mystical Yoni Oracle, I'm going to reveal how I'm turning orgasms into cold, hard cash. Get ready to dive deep and discover the secrets to living a life of abundance on your own multi-orgasmic terms. All right, hot mamas, I hope you are ready for story time because I have a really heartfelt story to share with you today about why connecting to your pussy is going to make you confident as fuck. I remember a time about 2 years ago. I had just moved into my new home in Hollywood, Florida, living with my boys, my partner, Chris, and I was really trying to figure out how to elevate my brand to attract people who had the money to pay me what I knew my coaching was worth. I remember not knowing how to shift my messaging in a way that would attract people who could easily pay for a 10K coaching package, since I knew that the work that I was doing with clients was worth so much more than even that. I was actually going to bed at night feeling really annoyed, really frustrated, feeling like I was putting out way more than I was getting. I was even starting to feel a little bit resentful towards my clients at the time. Not that they knew this, I hope they didn't feel it, but I wasn't charging what I knew I was worth. I had a group program that I was running exclusively at the time, and the program ranged from about $3,000. Eventually, it went up to about $5,000 per person. And the work that I was doing with them was getting them such amazing, fantastic results that I'm like, okay, why am I not getting paid more for this? Because I'm still struggling financially. And yet I'm getting all of my clients these amazing life-changing wins. They're saving their relationships, saving themselves from divorces, from child support, from alimony, from all of these things. They're getting all of these wins. Why the hell am I not getting anything back? Oh, what a terrible feeling to feel when your purpose is to help people to experience the pleasure that they are worthy and deserving of, and then you're not experiencing it yourself. So I was going to bed with these annoyances, this resentment, because I wasn't making the money that was conducive to the transformation that I was helping facilitate in my clients. In a way, I felt like an imposter because I myself, at the time, didn't think that I could really afford a 10K coaching package myself. In a way, it was like, okay, if I'm charging 5K for a group program and I can't even pay what I would want to be paid, then something is out of alignment here. I wasn't able to make that kind of investment in myself that I was asking my clients to make, which really got to me. It shook me at my core. And it was in that moment that I knew something was massively off in my business. I knew that this isn't right. I can't keep going like this. This is why I'm burning out. This is why I don't want to show up on social media at all anymore. Obviously, there was the whole political shit going on at the time too, but I didn't want to show up. I was having to force myself to show up. And no wonder I felt like an imposter. I realized that if I wanted to make more money in my own business, I was going to have to not only shift my messaging, but also embody a more abundant version of myself. I was going to have to pull myself out of burnout. I was going to have to get to the point where I could embody my own millionaire identity, which I had no blueprint for whatsoever. None whatsoever. I had a coach that I ended up hiring for 10K only through the grace of a business working capital loan. So I didn't have the cash to pay for this level of support. So I had to go borrow it from my business. So I did. And I hired this coach who was going to help me to shift my messaging in a way that would attract people who could easily pay me the money that I desired to be paid and that I knew I was worth. The problem was, is that this coach and I had completely different ideas of the way to go about to do this. I didn't know it until after I had already given her the $10,000. Her method of attracting people into your life who could easily and effortlessly pay for my services was to go to art galas and volunteer at golf clubs. That to me
was not what I had in mind, and it felt like the most awful thing that I could possibly do because that sounded so boring, so not up my alley, so not in alignment with who I am as a person. I don't give a shit about golfing. I don't know the first thing about it. And honestly, I'm not that big of a fan of art. I'm sure it's great. I love having it in my home, but I don't also know about it, and it's not really something that I highly value. That wasn't my way to go about attracting people. And when I look back at her advice and her methods, all I can think was, what the hell did I get myself into, and why didn't anybody tell me or warn me? Because of that bad investment I made with this coach and her not aligned advice for me, it took me a long time to determine how to make this happen on my own. I had just spent $10,000 that I borrowed from my business working capital loan in order to here go to art galas, volunteer at golf clubs. So it wasn't like I could hire another coach to help me figure out what I really needed to do to attract more aligned clients who could easily pay for my services. It turns out that I wasn't able to hire a coach anymore. So I knew I was on my own. And like all things, I find that sometimes when you go it alone, you have no place else to turn but within. And that is exactly what I had to do. I had to go back in, reconnect to my pussy that helped me build my business with pleasure from the very get-go. Yes, it was a lot of hard work, but it's also really fun and really pleasurable in the beginning when I first started in 2018. So I had to turn back inside of me. I had to stop looking outside of me for the answer for someone to tell me what to do. And I actually had to reconnect to my pleasure, listen to my pussy, figure out what she was trying to tell me all along, which was to share more about sex and money. And I went through a couple of iterations of kind of sharing about it, but not really dancing around it. But not really. So my partner and I, we're going to do a retreat on sex, money, and psychedelics. And we put out some podcast episodes of that. And it felt good, but I wasn't all in on it. I was dancing around it because I didn't feel like I could get up and talk about money because I wasn't in a financial situation that was in alignment with the level of people that I was wanting to attract into my world in the first place. So getting to that point was about me reconnecting with my own pleasure, my own sexuality, and really getting in touch with my own millionaire identity, my multi-orgasmic millionaire identity. Millie Tilly, that's what we call her over here. What I learned from this whole experience was that if I wanted to teach others how to turn orgasms into cold, hard cash, then I was going to have to learn how to do it for myself. And that's what I did. For the last several months, I have gone so deep into uncovering my own shadows and the parts of me that weren't in alignment with what I've been wanting to attract in the first place. So I'm very grateful for those private clients that I was able to work with at that level for the 2 years that I was teetering and dancing on what I've been wanting to create, but not really knowing how to do it, not fully embodying what it was that I was teaching and not actually teaching a part of it that I am meant to teach about anyway. Reconnecting with my pleasure and my pussy and hardcore committing to the journey of embodying my own millionaire identity and getting up here and sharing my journey with you is really what's been shifting the tables. It's what's shifted my experience of money this entire year. Starting in January, had a windfall, okay? A couple of windfalls. Some things really started shifting financially for me. I was able to put in some investments that I had been wanting to for a year and a half and wasn't able to because of my financial situation. And finally, I had the finances to do it and I did it. And I'm like, okay, great. So that windfall really helped propel me into embodying this millionaire identity because when you feel so far from the thing you want, say you want to become multi-orgasmic, but all you experience is pain during sex, it feels so far off. For me, it's okay, I'm struggling with money. I'm not making what I've been used to making for the past 2 years. And we've created this life that's in Florida, where it's much more expensive than we're used to living. And my kids are in private school and things are expensive here. And I created that life based on what I was making before. So it took actually giving up my business. I gave up my business for about 6 weeks. And the spring summer of 2023, I was like, fuck this, I'm done. I announced to all of my friends, I'm like, I'm done. I'm going to get a job. I did. I went and got a job doing sales for another coaching business. And they ended up firing me because I wasn't performing, because it wasn't what I was here to do with my life, obviously. And I was like, okay, now that I've actually made some money, it took the pressure off of making money in my business. So I was able to go back into my business and pulling in new clients from a place of abundance and not from, oh my God, I need this client to sign up with me or I'm not going to be able to pay rent. So I was able to do what I needed to do to pull myself out of a bad financial situation. I got the job, but I was also like, fuck this shit. I'm not doing business anymore. It's too hard. And of course, the universe is, aha, Tilly, you're here for way more than doing sales for a marketing coaching company. I was like, okay, got it. Got the message. What I really learned from this whole experience is that it's not about what you do. It's about who you be. Who are you being? When you are connected to your pleasure, when you are living life from your pleasure, connected to your pussy, there is a level of confidence and enhanced intuition and self-trust that is like nothing other. You can't get that anywhere else. You can't source that level of confidence from anything outside of you. You can't source it from a job. I tried. Trust me, I tried and it didn't work because I was sourcing it from something outside of me. And the whole message is that if I had just tuned in and paid attention and started embodying this millionaire identity sooner, I'd be further along on the journey right now. Everything takes as long as it needs to take, so don't beat myself up for it. But connecting to my pussy helped me gain this layer of confidence to actually go all fucking in on talking about money, sharing about my money story, which felt really freaking vulnerable. When I started this podcast, talking about sex felt really freaking vulnerable. Now it feels like nothing. I'm more than happy to share anything and everything about sexuality things, but sharing about money felt so much more vulnerable because it was a new journey for me. It was a journey that I haven't fully committed to sharing and being transparent about. And now that I am, I hope it starts to get a little bit easier. But for those of you who are like, oh my God, yes, this is exactly what I am moving into, is I need to be able to embody my own pleasure, to connect with that part of me, to have that direct access to intuition and self-trust, to be able to have self-acceptance for all parts of me, to feel empowered in my pleasure and my sexuality and my finances. If that's you and that's like a journey that you're wanting to go on, just know that you're not going to experience that level of empowerment and liberation from having a guy give you 10 orgasms or finding that perfect partner who can just read your mind and do it all for you. And you're not going to get that level of liberation and empowerment from handing over all of the money that you are making in your own business or career, or from wherever you got it. Maybe you won the lottery, I don't freaking know, but wherever you got your money from, you're not going to get that level of liberation and empowerment by handing it all over to your financial advisor and then hands off for you. Hope it works out. I hope they have the wherewithal to put my money where it's actually going to make me more. But you know what? It's too complicated. I don't really know who to trust anyway. And it's not worth my time learning on my own. Bullshit. Bull fucking shit. I'm calling you out, sister, because that is where you're going to end up going wrong. You're going to end up losing, giving away all of your power to someone else and just letting it sit there. I see it and hear it all the time. I ask my own family about their money and where they have it. They have no idea what is going on with their money. They haven't checked in with their financial advisor for 2 years. I just had this conversation with a family member recently. She has no idea what's going on with the money. She has no idea how much her 401k is worth.
She missed her appointment with her financial advisor this year. She's supposed to have one every year, and she missed it this year. So it's been now 2 years since she's talked to him. She has no freaking idea what's going on with her money. I cannot imagine being in that position. I don't want you to be in that position. Because if you aren't keeping track of it, if you don't know where you are, how do you know how you're going to get where you want to be? You have to know where you are and be able to face it. But women are so, in particular, we're so scared to look at the numbers. We have so much fear, so much anxiety, so much stress over just even looking at the numbers. But that's where we have to learn to work with our nervous system, rewire our unconscious brain, connect back to pleasure, make opening your bank account, your investment portfolio, make that pleasurable. How can you rewire that to be a pleasurable experience? Because right now, it's likely not. So connecting to your pussy, reconnecting with her, turning inward to find, how can I find pleasure in this experience? How can I find a sense of embodiment with what I'm saying I want? How can I discover the shadow parts of me, the parts that aren't in alignment with what I say I want, and how can I get them on board? Who can I empower instead? What role can I give these parts of me that maybe they had a role that's no longer serving me? This is how we get back into alignment, okay? So my message for you today is that if you are trying to source confidence from anything other than yourself, it's temporary, it's likely not in alignment with the truth of who you are, and when it comes to pleasure and sex, you're not being empowered. You're giving that power to someone else, and when it comes to money, you're not empowered with your money because you likely have no idea what's going on with it or where it even is, okay? So let's take that power back. Learn how to come back to body, how to listen to your cervix. Your cervix is such an amazing portal to intuition. Your cervix is such a powerful part of you to reconnect with, to learn how to trust yourself. And when you trust yourself, when you're connected to your intuition and instinct, you're going to feel more confident. The cervix is also a reflexology point to the heart. It takes on many of the same characteristics as the heart chakra. The cervix is the seat of the root chakra, by the way, Muladhara. The cervix has three nerves that reach it: the pelvic nerve, the hypogastric nerve, and the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is responsible for a parasympathetic nervous system response. So when you learn to stimulate your cervix, to work with it, to work beyond the pain, the trauma, the conditioning, the numbness that may currently exist there, when you learn to work with that through de-armoring practices that I teach in all of my sexuality programs, when you learn the nervous system rewiring techniques to work with your vagus nerve, get it back into a parasympathetic state, this is where that fear response can be shifted. This is the moment where you let go of the stress cycle, where the stress cycle finally releases. It's, you can get out of the hamster wheel for just a second. It's like your whole being, your whole body, when it comes to money and sex and pleasure, it's been on this hamster wheel where I can't get out of the loop. How do I get out of the loop? You do the de-armoring and the healing work, you get out of the loop. And you're nervous system is able to come into a state of regulation where looking at your finances, confronting where you currently are, looking at your relationship to your body and your sexuality and your partner, confronting where you are and where there are heart blocks, where there are hurts, you're able to look at them from a regulated space. So my loves, if shifting your relationship with your body, your sexuality, your money is something that you are wanting to dive into, because these are the two most important aspects of life. And if we can't get these right, then we probably are very disconnected and very not grounded in our 3D experience here on Earth. And we're probably not living our purpose, definitely not making the money living our purpose. If that's you, then I want you to go down into the show notes right now. Right the fuck now. I want you to stop. I want you to notice the fear when I tell you to go book that call for the beta version of Sex Money Honey. Sex Money Honey is a 6-month coaching container with myself and my partner, Chris, where I'm going to be taking you through the sexuality pieces, and Chris is going to be taking you through the money pieces. And we're both going to be helping you work at the deep nervous system and unconscious level. We're going to be doing the shadow work around these pieces. We're going to be getting you aligned to what you say you want, what you already know to be true about yourself, but it's not actually showing up, what you're already worthy of, but it's not showing up. We're going to get your body on board with that. We're going to get your unconscious brain on board with that. Okay. So go to the link in the show notes. You're just going to book a call with us, a Sex Money Honey call, and we're going to get on and discuss whether or not this program is the right fit for you. It's a beta version. The price is going to go up after this round, which closes on April 11th, 2024. So get your application call booked in now. You're never going to get this program for anything less than what it is today. Guaranteed, promise you. It will be probably $2,000 to $5,000 more. I'm thinking more about $5,000 more the next time we launch it. If you want to save some money, now is the time to get in, my loves. Let's start this work now, because connecting to your pussy, connecting to your sex, connecting with that deep part of you gives you the ability to stand confident and firm in who you are and get aligned with your values for what you want in your life. And if you value luxury, if you value nice things, if you value integrity and embodiment and alignment, and if you value these things and your life doesn't match those things, then we've got to get you aligned and on board. And so many of these sexuality practices I'm going to be taking you through are the ones that I took myself through to get me out of that long journey of figuring out, okay, how do I elevate my brand and attract people who are able to pay me what I know I'm worth, okay? So go to that link in the show notes, book your call. April 11th is the last day for the beta round. Price is going up massively after that. We're going to be with you for 6 months holding your hand. Trust me, this is the most personal support you're ever going to get from me and Chris. You're going to be on Marco Polo with us several times a week. You're going to be on coaching calls with us every other week. You're going to be doing your own embodiment work. It's going to be fucking fantastic. And I can't wait to see where this takes you. All right, loves, thank you so much for joining me. And if this inspires you, if you have a friend that really would light up going on this journey of embodying her own multi-orgasmic millionaire self too, please share the podcast with her. You can grab the link on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and I think you can just immediately text someone the link to the show. So I want to challenge you to go take a friend on this journey with you. You don't have to do it alone. And book that call at the link in the show notes, and we'll see you there, hot mamas. All right, bye.